Okay, here we go again. Episode of 504. There will be a special sponsored message at the end of the show. On with the comedy.
Strange times.
Ain't that a kitty kicking the butt? I'm going buck, buck, buck up your nuts. How many kicks can the stupid good take? Waking up today was a huge mistake.
Should I call the only one here?
I think you are. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, not bad. How's things?
Oh, things are thinging. Is this working? Oh, yeah, I'll do. Technology's been a bit of a cunt to me today, but there you go. But life is most of the time, so I should be used to it by now. Cue laughter.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, I've had an email from somewhere. An email from somewhere. A friend of mine told me they shop. Budmother.com. Christmas came early this year. I did last night.
Face nigger jest.
Right. It's like a pathetic dribble. Which is also the name of my new band. HHC brownies. Oh, I'm going to have to try those. Okay. Well, let it not be said I'm not a sucker for marketing. I said marketing, not penis. Do you think Dom is rowing? Who can tell?
I don't know.
Or maybe he's nipped out to put some more coal in the
phone,
yeah. There's an off chance that Stuart might be about, isn't there? I don't know. It says he wants to dive in and play with our pants at some point.
I'm not wearing any pants, so good luck with that.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those loose swingers, aren't you? Loose swingers. It sounds like the sort of club my parents used to go to.
Yeah. That and seal clubbing.
That's a great song by David Essex. Oh. What the fuck?
What happened?
Oh, right, you couldn't hear that, could you?
What?
Did you hear anything then?
No. Your dulcet tones?
Right. Oh, Christ, yeah, technology has given me the shits again. Right, I'm going to try and play something. Let me know if you can hear it. Right, did you hear anything just then?
No, nothing.
Fuck's sake, it's all gone tits again. Oh, dear. Well, at least
we
can hear
each other.
At least we can hear each other. Can you hear this?
Yep.
You heard that? Right, okay. Yeah, there's something bizarre happening with the old PC and Mungo. Bit of a cunt, really. Speaking of which, it's Tom. Oh, babes.
There we go.
There we go. You were on mute. Yes.
And it didn't come up as a call, so I didn't think you were there.
Right. Oh, how queer. Right. Well, I was going to play some hilarious audio, but it looks like my computer's being a bit of a biatch, as I believe the cool kids say. So why the fuck is it not working at the moment? Oh, dear. I mean, we can hear each other, all right. I mean, you know, whether we want to is another matter entirely, but Oh, well. Someone do the intro while I'm fiddling.
Welcome back to strangetimeshow.com. I don't know why you fucking bothered. We've barely do. So here we are. It's about a week before Christmas.
Oh, man.
Yeah, again, bloody Christmas. So, yeah, I'm Kat Sorens. I'm with these two knobheads who go by the name of Dom.
Hello.
And Damien. I mean, David. Damien.
Eric.
Eric, yeah. Eric the half a bee. How's it going? Everyone all right? Everyone everyone happy?
Yeah, still upright.
Still upright, still breathing, still paying taxes like a can. Oh, that's not supposed to happen. There's some very strange things happening with my computer at the moment. And the thing isn't like
you've
the old
been feeling with it
again. No, yeah, right. Nah. The older that I get, which is quite old, as I'm sure Ken Dom will testify, the less patience I have with technology now. You know, Gen X brought up before, well, brought up while computers still use fucking bits of punched cardboard. So, you know, I know what a computer is. I can do left click and right click. Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, I can build one with my fucking eyes closed, but geez, I can't be bothered anymore. And if something goes wrong, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Well, looks like I'm not using that anymore in my life ever. yes,
I've got a client who's he's on the NDIS, which is the National Disability thing.
You work with paedophiles?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he's on the this disability thing, and like, he doesn't spend much time out of his house. So he spends most of his time playing games on PC, and he's been talking, oh, yeah, oh, you should get a good PC. And there's some spaceship game that he's been trying to get me to invest money in. It's in its beta stage or something where it's basically like Elite Dangerous, but a super upgraded version of that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And like they have sales where you can buy a B-class freighter or some bullshit like that. And it costs you like $40. But like, so they want people to invest in these spaceships now before the game's released. And then when it's released, the prices all go up. Oh, no, that's the theory anyway. But I'm not spending $2,000 on a PC, so.
Fucking, yeah, seems a little bit pricey, doesn't it?
Yeah. He said, oh, I'll build it for you. You can just get the pieces and I'll put it together because he knows how to build them.
Build it for me? For that sort of money, I expect to be sucked off as well.
Yeah, that's Australian dollar. It's not your fine British pounds, which are still worth fuck all.
Oh, of course, yeah. Australian dollars. So $2,000 is about, what, £37 sterling?
P. Yeah. So what have you guys been doing? What's been happening, Dom?
Not really. Working, existing. I got a dartboard up. Convinced the missus let me put a dartboard up, so I've been practicing darts.
Blimey, she must be doing her pelvic exercises a fair bit for that.
I've been doing my darts. Just really, just waiting for Christmas to come and go, so we can move on.
Yeah.
Off to Egypt again?
I'm not. She's talking about it. I've got no intention of going back to that fucking place, but she wants to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. So you've done all your Christmas shopping?
Yeah. Sorry, I was just taking a swig of Asahi Zero. Yeah, Dom, have you done your Christmas shopping, you big gaping hole?
I'm one of these people that sit there and go, oh, what have we bought for that person? Oh, that's nice, isn't it? It's just like, put my name on that thing. I'll give you some money. Just sort it out.
Yeah. Tom's quite easy for any presents now. Just like, Tom, what do you want? Money. Yeah, all right, mate. Where's my daughter? Yeah, yeah. Where's My Daughter Jet comes out with this like great big expansive list, and you got to follow it to the fucking letter. What about you, Kat? Have you done your Christmas shopping? I've done most of mine. I've done mine through, well, most of mine through those dodgy tax dodging convenient bastards. Umazon.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone, you're going to say Temu.
Temu? No, I'm not that fucking tight.
No, I don't think I've. Like, we're having Christmas at my wife's little sister's house, so. No, she's older than 10, so. Yeah.
Way up.
That'd be a grandmother in Liverpool. Anyway. yeah, so we do a Secret Santa. So let's see, there's some website you can go to. You put everyone's names in and their email addresses, and you press generate, and it mixes all the names up and sends them out to people. And you get, so you just buy one thing, because they don't really celebrate Christmas, the Nazis.
What? Okay.
That was unfortunate.
It would, yeah.
For them. I was going to say, yeah, so I've already got that one. So that's sorted out. But for the immediate family, no, I've bought absolutely nothing.
Brilliant.
I asked my son what he wanted. He goes, oh, I don't know, there's some art book from this TV show, Arcane, just coming out. He said, oh, that'd be all right. So I was almost about to get it. And then I get a message saying, oh, do I get these Dungeons and Dragons books for Christmas? I'm like, hang on, which one do you want? Like, I'm not getting you all three of these things, so if I can ease up.
Ease up, Mother Brand. Sorry.
Yeah, so I don't know. My wife's got enough fucking perfume and shit like that, so I don't know.
Perfume and shit.
She likes soap, so I'm going to buy her some smelly soap.
Right, okay. So I have a good old-fashioned bar of Imperial Leather.
Yeah, that's what, when I used to give the kids money, I was like, here, when they're really little, I say, here's $20. Let's go to the supermarket and just get something for people that you think they might like. It doesn't matter what, how much it costs. So my son, the youngest one, would go, so Mum likes soap. Where is the cheapest soap? Oh, good. That's a 5-pack for $1.20. Right, I'm getting that. and as she's unwrapping it, she goes, I spent $1.20 on this. So he's bragging about how little he spent as he's unwrapping it.
Top quality.
And I get things like, oh, I wonder what this is in this bleach bottle-shaped object. So I open it, oh, it's a $1 bottle of bleach. Thank you. Did you keep the change for the money I gave you, you little prick? Yes, I did. Oh, fuck. Yeah, so... But he's finished school now, so he's on top of his class.
Exactly, yeah. Wow. Very well done.
Fucking nice one.
His main thing he was happy about was beating the Asian girl who was
so racist.
She got the highest score ever 2 years ago, and he said, no, I'm going to beat that because she cheated because she's doing. She speaks Chinese at home, and she's doing the Chinese language subject, which boosts her score. Because normally, for all the kids that don't speak that language, it'd be hard. But if you speak it already, it's fucking easy as piss because your mum and dad have been talking to you since you fucking came out. So, yeah. So, no, I'm beating that, and I'm not cheating.
Well, isn't there an equivalent like Boggin language course or anything like that?
Yeah, there's English literacy, but, like, that's more... pulling apart the structure of things and like how it's written and analyzing stuff, whereas this other ones are just like, do you know how well can you speak this other language? So if you've been doing that with a language that you've been hearing since you could fucking stand up, it's pretty fucking easy. So
yeah. It's like me if I were a prof. Killing course, I'd ate it.
Yeah.
No,
how do you slice them? Is it which left shoulder, right hip?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you've picked up well. You've learned well, my master. Yeah, no.
Paddle one.
If you enjoy your hobbies, you never work a day or something. What's the phrase? can't remember.
You can't get quicker than a quick fit fitter. No, hang on. They do the shake and vac and put the freshness pack.
Everybody's jiggling, is that it?
Yes.
We had a boy from the Rummy Rummy, you know, bit sticks to your dick like Evo stick and you can't get up. Morning.
What the man? Mike, have you been drinking, Dominic?
I haven't.
Are you drinking beer?
You haven't? Well, oh, God, why not? Why, what's up with you? Have you run out of tins of bodies?
No, I've got some, what do you got? I got some St. Michael yesterday and didn't even open them last night and they're still in the fridge now.
St. Michael, what's that? Is that a lager, a beer, an ale?
Oh, sorry, I forgot you were here. Yeah, it's San Miguel.
Oh, St. Michael, San Miguel. Oh, right, sorry.
What about your Japanese 0%? So it's not even like
Asahi.
It's like saying dear.
Oh, come on, that's twice I've said it now. It's open goal, that. Asahi.
Bless you.
No. No, thank you. It's really nice, actually. Do you remember the days, I think when Asahi first came over here, the actual ring pull, when you pulled the ring off, ooh, missus, actually took the whole of the top of the can off and it turned your tin into a convenient cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I'm,
do actually. It's a great can, wasn't it?
Hang on, was it Asahi or was it something else? No, it's Sapporo.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Sapporo. Hang on, I'm going to have to find a picture now, because this is an audio podcast and, you know, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Sapporo.
Just
a squirrel to me, so it's like a cylinder with no top?
Oh, right? Well, yeah, well, it's just a tin of lager, but when you pull the ring pull, the whole top pops off, as it were, and, it's an open cup.
I imagine it'd be nice and sharp as well, so you can glass them on with your can.
Well, I think that they might have thought of that before.
Cut your face off like the Joker.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bit grim.
I got this smile.
Speaking of Joker, I started watching The Penguin this evening.
You saw what? Sorry?
Started watching The Penguin.
Oh, yeah. What's his Matthew Fowley chops? Yeah. Good then, is it?
Yeah, so far so good. I've been like two episodes in.
Cool.
We finished
Daily. Yeah, watched about five, I think.
All right, okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Bodes well. We finished Day of the Jackal and we finished Black Dog.
Yeah, I finished Day of the Jackal yesterday as well. That was good.
Yeah.
Anything I didn't really expect?
No spoilers, please, ladies and genitals.
The battle did it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I can't believe when the butler did that. Yeah. No, I was quite surprised. Have you seen Black Doves yet? That's another really, really good one.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. Old Keira Knightley. What? it's good. And old, what's his chops? I keep forgetting his name. But it's the actor.
Ben Whishaw.
Yeah, that's the lad. The first time I saw that actor was when he was shy, retiring tech geek in the Chris Morris show. Was it Chris Morris? What's his name? Charlie Brooker. Nathan Barley.
Was he Nathan Barley?
Yeah, he was a character called Pingu. Yeah.
No way. Don't old enough.
Way? Yeah.
So I saw him in the the Doctor thing. That was very good.
But the Doctor thing.
Yeah, this will hurt. Hang on, there's a book here.
A book?
It's called This Is Gonna Hurt. It's like, it's a writer, there's a doctor, junior doctor, and he stopped doing it. Adam Kay, really good series of books. He's actually started writing
Now, so. Oh, okay.
But yeah, Secrets of a Junior Doctor is very good, and the TV show is good as well. But no, before that, he's obviously he's queuing James Bond.
Oh, yes, he did that as well, didn't he? Yeah.
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 Oh, that guy. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter watched, funnily enough, she watched a couple of episodes of Nathan Barley. And, in her opinion, it probably hasn't aged well. Because some of the language is Dear listeners, if you've not watched it before, it's not the swears that gets to some people. Very funny, though. I mean, you know, it's one of them satire things, isn't it? It's fucking clever and nuanced. Do you know what I mean? Muggy little cat.
That's what you're saying, isn't it? Clever and funny, not being fucking serious.
That is very correct. Rather like us, except we're not clever and we're not funny. Damn it!
All serious. So it's exactly the same, then?
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Stop picking on me, you horrible bastards. Oh, dear, idea. I have
so
been.
So, David, done your Christmas shopping yet? You miserable old cunt.
Yeah. I told you. I use as evil tax dodging bastards.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just couldn't be bothered. Absolutely fucking knackered at the moment. It's all pretty much done. We put the Christmas tree up. I say we. Everyone else apart from me, because I can't be bothered. And they insist on getting a real tree every year. It's like, no trees, man. Fucking lungs of the planet. Don't know why we can't get those awful 70s like plastic ones that, you know, made with asbestos and sheep piss.
Yeah, we got to put our tree up, and turns out that all the decorations were packed in a box that weren't marked decorations. So I've got no idea where it is. It's somewhere in our garage.
Oh, no.
So we've got a tree with fucking about, what, 6 lights on it, and that's it. Yeah. I bought one bit of tinsel and just threw it at it, and yeah, that'll do.
I'll tell you one thing I did get. We've got a plastic tree this year because we have real ones in the past for the dogs. It's not great. Gets in the paws, and it's just a fucking hassle. But one thing I did get from Amazon, the best for home shopping, I got 300 feet of this fucking LED rope, which I didn't realise was I didn't picture how long 300 feet was. It now goes up and down the fence around the tree about 19 times. It don't fly at the front.
Dear.
Is this when you catch the prostitutes and you're tying them up before you start cutting? Just a Christmas thing. So you go, look at the lights. It's Christmas. You're best boy, but it's still Christmas.
That's the thing. I could link it up to my ring doorbell, so it literally, as someone's walking past it, will come on at once as like a fucking motion sensor. But I haven't because I know it's so fucking bright. If it comes on, it'll take a light. You'll be killing old ladies and
lezzers. Was that?
Old ladies.
Oh, right. Well, hey, old ladies can be lizards as well.
Well, young ladies to you.
Oh, you cheeky fuckers.
Oh, dear.
We'll have to have an absolutely whiz banger of a celebration show if we're still doing this fetid horseshit by the time I'm 60, which worryingly is only a little over 3 years. Fucking hell.
I was going to say, is it Mike?
Chortle. Oh, dear. I received a very nice bit of vinyl. You'll approve of this one, Dom, because it's from A Certain Ratio, one of the finest Manchester bands. And it's one of a limited edition of 500, actually. It's their Christmas EP. It's really, really good, actually. And it's this lovely coloured vinyl. It's piss yellow, but it's very nice.
You can't say that these days.
What, piss yellow?
Yeah.
Why not? It's my right as a complete wanker to say words that I like.
Yeah, and he's the one that pissed on it, so...
But yeah. Oh, there's
it's quite red. It's bloody.
Yeah, had some red clots in it. Oh, dear God, where are we going with this?
Down the toilet.
Down the toilet, bloody hell, it's the longest slide to the toilet ever. How long have we been doing this?
On the toilet.
Yeah, that could be a song, couldn't it?
Yeah, it was, but it doesn't.
Maybe.
Animal Gate.
Oh, Chaz and Dave. Well, I'd place... I'd play stuff off the PC, but the fucking sound's not working properly at the moment. The soundboard is, but for once, I didn't particularly want to use the fucking soundboard. Bastards. Yeah.
So what you need to do then, in the 7 months before you release this episode, what you need to do is just just lay in loads and loads and loads of stuff in post. Absolutely loads. So this episode is 2 hours long because there's been that much fucking filler in between.
Actually, that's not such a bad idea.
And just call it the Christmas 2025 edition.
Yeah, could do that. Yeah. I was supposed to
7 months long.
Yeah, I was supposed to do a lot of work on this audio book last week, but I've had a poorly throat. And not being able to speak properly is not very good when you're trying to record an audiobook. That's right, old bastard. I shall return with renewed vigour. Probably tomorrow, actually. Yeah, tomorrow, taking my son go-karting. I can't go myself. Oh, God. Well, no, it's okay. There shouldn't be too much in the way of death because I'm not driving, just my son. because whilst they're trying to work out...
They can't cram you into a cart anymore?
Well, no, it's not that. It's because it's a little bit dodgy with what's going on with my neck and spine at the moment. So, got to wait for the old witch doctors to work out what the fuck is going on with it. And then I'll be able to say if I could do karting again. Bloody hell. I want to sit there, drum again. I've got massive hiccups. I said drum again, not bum again, Kat. It's all right.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Your strap on safe. Oh, there. I'll tell you what is helping, though. Lovely, lovely edibles. Gosh darn.
Lovely, Quinn.
Yeah. Have I got any other vinyl recently? Oh, yeah. I got one from the old band Throbbing Gristle. They were the band that sort of like morphed into the band Psychic TV in like the '80s. It's their second album. It's called 20 Jazz Funk Greats, and it's got this cover, and it looks really innocent and stuff. But if you listen to it, it's not jazz or funk at all. It's all quite subversive. Love it.
Okay.
That's a bit of a classic one.
Nice.
I had to get some compilation of David Sylvian. I think I mentioned that. A band called The Sound. I don't know if you guys are hip and cool enough to have heard of them.
What are the Sounds?
Sounds? Oh.
In general, yeah.
You fucking cheeky. Blimey. I told you about using your brain.
Just so you know.
I've got a lovely bit of steak waiting for me when we've finished the show. I thought you'd be impressed by that, huh?
Yeah. So what are we having for dinner? It's a new segment.
Well, actually, we may as well. What did you have for dinner? Well, I haven't had any yet, but yeah, I think I might tuck in some good old steak and chips. Something nice and wholesome, because I've been far too healthy this week. Just not cricket. What are you laughing at that for, you evil bastard?
The steak and chips.
Steak and chips is lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had, tonight I had KFC, but last night, more to the point, I had salmon and gnocchi the gnocchi had ricotta and shit inside it, and there was also a cheese sauce. It was fucking lovely.
Oh, gnocchi. Yeah, it's well nice, that stuff.
Gnocchi.
Good nice. Good cunt. No, that don't work. That's just reminded me of this other album I bought. I heard a snatch, stop it, on older Toctics. And so I went over to YouTube Music to have a list. And it's really good. So I bought the album on Vanel. Should be delivered soon. It's a group called Mrs. Piss. Their album, it's called Self Surgery. I'll play a bit now, but I don't think fucking audio's working properly.
Play it in post and we'll hear it.
I'll see if I can play it in YouTube music player. Well, maybe I will put it in post then. Mrs. Piss. American two-piece rock band. Here you go. Very groovy. What else have I bought recently? Oh, yeah, Virgin Prunes. The seminal album, If I Die, I Die. What?
Yeah.
Virgin Prunes. They're fucking great. The Membranes, because I saw them supporting Chameleons a week or two ago. I mean, yeah, they've been going for donkey's years, like late 70s, but not really heard much of them before, and they're fucking great live. They've got old Dom, you'll know him, old John Robb, like musician, poet, author chap. I tell you what, I mean, like the guy's got to be early 60s, right? Like, starting to go on a bit, but boy, is he fucking built. Jesus.
Yeah,
Hench, did you say?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. I first heard that from my mates in Burnley. He's a bit of a tasty geezer. You know what I mean? Dickoy Chevynacker. And he's very, very punk. It's all about being punk. So, yeah. He did a good write-up on The Cure's recent album, actually. Yeah, it was good. What else? Public Image. I've got some of their stuff on vinyl. I used to have it. They all got fucking nicked. This is what you want. This is what you get. That's top on that. And yeah, I think that's about all I've got recently. Oh yeah, Lena Lovitch. I got her first album. Do you remember Lena Lovitch? Her song Lucky Numbers. God, you lot are so fucking square.
So, yeah. I'm not square.
Yeah, what happened? Guitar.
What?
Really, oh, I've been listening guitar. To.
Oh, sorry.
Dear listeners, if you're new to this pile of fetid horse shit, I'm like south of London. Dom's in Manchester. Kat's in Melbourne.
I'm south of the equator.
Australia, yeah. He's on the far end of the disc. And when we get together, it's murder. No, when we get together, it's fucking when we get together, it's fucking awful, as you can hear, because we're not in the same room. Those two cunts don't know how to turn their fucking cameras on properly or stuff. And yeah, the lag involves us, often involves us talking over each other.
In a real cast, obviously, all our feeds would be separate and we'd send them all into the same place and edit on the computer and you could actually just create gaps.
Yes.
We don't do that.
Yeah, I fucking wish we would, but there you go.
My friend, one day. We are edging ever closer to having a fucking room where I can set a desk up and have my computer set up properly all the time and everything like that, and I will do it.
Well, you do it. Let it not be said that he doesn't enjoy a good edging.
Yeah.
I said edging.
Not anus.
Yeah.
Although he does enjoy it. Oh, no, I know.
Rim.
Yeah, right. So I went to a mate's 50th. Was it last week or week before?
Da-na-na-na-na. Oh, sorry. I thought you were breaking into a blues song then.
No. I thought, what am I going to be drinking here? I'll have to go get a bottle of gin or something.
Dog juice.
So they picked me up from the airport and not that. They don't bottle that. You've got to drink straight from the tap and it's not, unpleasant for all concerned. Anyway, so he picked me up from the airport and he goes, oh, I'll just drop your stuff off and we'll go back to his place. And he already had a fridge full of this fucking, what's it called, Great Northern beer. So I ended up... I know, I'm going to drink my own body weight in this shit. I've had to drink beer for fucking decades, or ages anyway, and it was actually quite tolerable.
All right.
So, all right. No, drank way too many of those, and then he had, because everyone had given him, that was the day before his birthday, so he'd already had about 7 bottles of whiskey or something that had been handed, Jesus. Which wasn't good. So we were tasting different whiskeys at about, 4 in the morning. He's got this studio, actually it's an old shed in his backyard, which is sort of half vaguely soundproofed. It's filled with amplifiers and guitars and shit like that. So
yeah,
we're just pissing around in there, being knobheads until about 6 in the morning when I went back to the hotel and blacked out until about lunchtime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so,
groovy. Yeah.
And then they had his birthday party the next from about 4 o'clock that day. So, yeah, that was mental.
Fucking ended chicken or anal.
After we went to this, the party at this race course because it was raining too much. So the place he was going to have it would have got washed away. It was out beside this river in the middle of nowhere. So we decided let's not get washed away and all drown and get bogged and shit like that. So we'll just go to this race course, which there are no races on. So we'll just use their bar and not have to set up any marquees and shit. So we went there till about midnight, end up back at this place where he's got there's a hut with a fire thing in the middle of it. And there's a fire pit out between that and his shed with all his amplifiers and stuff. And there's this woman there and she was arguing with her fucking husband, pissed out of her brain.
Oh no.
And yeah. So I'm standing with my back to the fire pit. I'm talking to my mate's wife. She staggers out, having a fucking hissy fit out of the shed, staggers into me. So I stagger backwards. There's a little step. So I step off the step, ass into the fire pit, somersault over. So I end up with this scar on my back.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
that was nice. And this burn mark from where it hit the side of the metal thing on the fire pit. So that was a delight. So good thing I'd already loaded up with caramel tequila and beer before that, so I didn't really feel anything, so that's good.
Oh, caramel tequila, did you just say?
Yeah. That was one of the – I think he had about 50-something bottles of alcohol that were given to him on his birthday, so
– Right. Jesus.
Yeah, we're like, well, then let's just try this. Oh, this is our jalapeno tequila. Yeah, we'll try some of that.
Oh, Jesus.
It's actually better than normal tequila because normal tequila is just shit. So,
right.
But the caramel one, that was really good. It just tastes like boiling water and it's about 38%. So that's dangerous.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Never had a nice one. Tequila's not for me. I've never had a nice one. Tequila or mezcal, whatever your one is. No, yeah. Not for me.
I think tequila is about the only thing that I didn't really enjoy drinking back in the days when I was a fucking drinking twat. Tequila. There was this horrible shot that people did, and the tequila with they mixed it with something else, but it made it taste even worse.
How's that possible?
Well, that's what I thought. I'm trying to think what they bloody mixed it with. There's like a couple of dashes that they put in with the tequila. That's right, Tabasco. It's like fucking. Oh. I mean, you know, Tabasco can be nice if used in a nice bit of culinary wizardry. But fucking tequila and that shit. Ugh. Blah. I have 2 tickets to Vomit Central, please.
Yeah, so I must have been about, I don't know, 2 in the morning when I tried this fucking caramel tequila. And then,
muggy cunt.
I thought, oh, here we go. Tequila, this is going to be just terrible. And I had one shot and went, okay, yeah, that's it just tastes like caramel.
All right.
You can't taste the tequila. So
what I'm very glad of then, Kat, was that you said caramel and you weren't a stupid American. Yeah, I'm trying to wind you up. It's saying caramel.
I got some caramel while tangy. I'm going to drink it on my leisure time while I'm working on the sidewalk, folding aluminum and shooting kids at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got to have hobbies.
You've got to have.
Or shooting CEOs. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, that malarkey. They caught that guy quite – I'm I'm getting a bit bloody old conspiracy theory in my old age, but they caught him quite quickly and stuff. I mean,
when I don't think he was actually hiding that well.
No, well, being at McDonald's, although that gave rise to, I mean, Burger King in the past have been quite quick with the old advertising and marketing, but when it came out that the guy that, was, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, the person who snitched on this alleged murderer was a McDonald's employee, literally within hours, there was adverts all over TikTok of Burger King, just with a picture of their burger and underneath saying, "We don't snitch." It's like, oh, bravo, bravo.
And there's another, like, there, what's that food rating thing on, I can't remember what it's called, but like, people were putting reviews on saying, oh, there's a rat in your kitchen. So one star, there's a rat in your kitchen, stuff like that.
And did he reply by saying, "And what am I going to do?" So it's a UB40 song, isn't it? "As a rat in my kitchen, what am I going to do?" Why did I do the accent? That was awful. Luckily enough, it was a very, very...
Like UB40.
It was a very poor... yeah, they are awful. However, there is one song of theirs I like. It's that Food for Thought. It's a very, very good song, that. Oh, in fact, no, they've got two good songs. The Earth Dies Screaming is another good song of theirs. Cheery little number. I can't fucking play it now. Oh, God, I need a new computer. Dear listeners, please do subscribe to our Patreon at...
PenIsland.com.
And send us your fucking money. Oh, actually, what if people actually do go there, do actually go to that website, and there is a means of giving money?
Jesus.
Yeah, and there's some guy who owns PenIsland.com. He's on a fucking island somewhere because everyone's been donating money to him.
Yeah, and there's us fucking skint as arseholes, old and miserable.
Your arsehole is miserable.
Living that. I tell you what,
that's cool.
It was the other night. I got so fucking pissed off. I just came to a load of chocolate, but because I'm a old man now, and you know, I had that blooming stomach surgery after the old C scale and all that shite, my insides haven't quite been the same since, and my poor little tum-tums doesn't like it if I eat stuff like chocolates or anything dairy too late at night, because fucking hell, it doesn't stay in my body for very long. Rusty piss water that's been superheated by an oxycetylene blowtorch. Mate,
Rusty piss water, that's a podcast title.
Rusty piss water.
What are you, a fucking Labrador or something?
I really want
obviously
to get...
Otherwise you'd be sitting around licking your own balls all day.
Oh, Christ, if only I could do that. Blimey, it's so much hassle and unnecessary and unnecessary murders. What, sorry?
Give him a biscuit, he might let you have a go.
Hey! Oh, hang on, we've got a bun for that now, haven't we? I wish I could do that.
Oh, we're a pair of knobheads.
Yep, we are. We really, really are.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yep.
I've been looking at road trips for, because it's my 50th in 2 years, because I'm not as old as you two cunts.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm old enough to be a dad.
You could be. What was the right slide? But yeah, I've been looking at, obviously, America. It's like, that's where cool people go to. But is there a road that goes all the way around Australia? Names,
yeah, pretty
I can't
much.
Remember.
Like,
it's like the one highway or
something. Yeah, you can go like from Perth, Western Australia, all the way across to Adelaide, Melbourne, and then go all the way up the East Coast. Across the top, there'd be something. I'm not sure what it is, though. It wouldn't be a highway.
It was on the map. It was making out to be like a massive, massive ring road all the way around the coast of Australia, and then a spur of it going. Yeah, and that's what reminded me of you. Like, is there's, you know, water in the way, but it's still
a massive ring.
Hey,
there's a big ring and a spur.
I haven't looked at that. I know there's the road from, because Broome is in the northwest of Western Australia, so there'd be a road all the way down from that. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be all connected by now. Yeah, I'm just not sure what the roads will be like from northern Queensland across to Darwin and then across to Broome. But, yeah, it could be, yeah.
I saw another thing as well.
But I'm sure you won't get kidnapped or murdered or anything like that, so it could be nice.
All right, cool. That sounds fun. I saw another fact about Australia. I think Melbourne is closer to Antarctica than it is to the other end of fucking Australia.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's fucking madness. The Cairns or something right at the top, and that's further away than Antarctica is by about 30 miles.
Yeah, well, you can get on a plane in Melbourne and fly for 3 hours and still be in the country.
That's fucking mad. You just don't realise how big your bloody country is. Yeah. It's fucking massive. That was weird. I just saw Stu pop up as ringing me, but he didn't join the call and he cut off too quickly for me to add him. I just sent him the link to the chat. So maybe he is about fucking bad timing considering the fact you're buggering off in quarter of an hour, Kat. See, it's not just me that can't work out the fucking time.
It's only right.
Well, it should be. Oh, look, here we go. I think he's here now.
Right. Well, hello there.
Hello.
There he is.
You've made it.
Yeah, you've made it. I think. Yeah, you're late.
Well, you've got five minutes left, don't you?
It's all right. We can carry on with you for a bit. If Kat's got to go and chuck another coal in the something. Oh look! He's got his posh microphone and I was about to say gum shield. Why is it saying gum shield? Pop shield.
Bloody Tory.
Yeah. I'm not your age. So listen.
Oi.
What you've been talking about this whole time? Give me a full recap.
Oh come on! How long have you known us? When have we ever done anything worthwhile? Actually, I can't remember. The edibles kicking
the
in.
Christmas
now.
Presents. Yeah. Shopping.
Christmas presents.
Davey bought some vinyl. Probably played too much for it. He's old. His computer's fucked. Dom's not going on holiday. I don't think I am either. I got pissed and did a cartwheel backwards over a fire pit and burnt my ass. That's about it.
Well, that just shows you can do your podcast in about 40 seconds. There it
all
is right
there. Oh, wow, yeah. I fucking like that.
We should just do that next time.
No, we could. Judicious editing, and we could get this down to, like, fucking 35 seconds. Come on.
What we should try that. Oh, look, Kat's put his camera on.
Yeah, well, I'm not joining you guys, but
right.
Way these things, the cradle set up in this car, Studio C, it's a bit dark in the garage.
Even the glove box.
Look, we've got all the sexies now.
Oh, right. Now, Dom, can I just ask you something?
No.
Anything you want.
He does fuck on a first date.
I did hear a few weeks ago you say something about I talk too slow on my podcast. Is that right?
You were very laconic in your speech. So even though I listen to my podcast on 1.8 speed, you sound normal. So if I listen to one time speed, I can just sound on it.
It's the first time I've heard anyone say that to me. But you know why I do that, right? We get taught in Podcast Academy over here in Australia that we need to talk at a certain speed when we're doing podcasts just so UK listeners can keep up. That's pretty much it, right?
I'm actually working a breakdown call center where I got very, very used to very different accents very quickly. So I can understand I can understand where you're coming from. You're scared.
Usually it's because I've got to remember what I'm saying halfway through the sentence, to be honest.
No, I find it very professional, whereas we just fucking rub it over and talk over each other. Say the same shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Talks over each other here, do they?
Yeah, now and again. It's a tried and tested formula. If it's not broken, don't fuck it or fix it. One of the two. So have you done your Christmas shopping then, Mr. Stew?
No. So my my kids are at the age where they don't actually want anything material anymore. It's right. all something kind of ethereal in the online world.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Well, yeah, but no. Oh, I was going to say something that, no. Okay.
It's all right, you're on this show. You're not on a good one like yours.
Well, you can be racist. No, but last time I was on this show, I said something that like you took offense at, which I was amazed at. I'm not going to go over it again because
really?
You know.
I must have been doing it for effect. Nothing offends me.
Anywho, so yeah, they just want money.
Oh, yeah.
And then we did the thing with my family where we said, like last year, we said, let's not give each other presents.
Oh.
And then some people bought presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking.
So now it's a Cold War thing where I'm preemptively buying presents for people who technically shouldn't be buying presents, but I suspect they will. So now I've got to preload a present. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The good thing is, it's secret. You can keep it secret, and if no other presents come out, then you don't worry about it, and you just hide for the next year, as long as it's not a cat. Or you hand it over first. There, got your present. Where's fucking mine?
Yeah. Well, like, I'm sick of giving people shit. There's too much tat in this world. People, how many times do you give somebody a gift that they actually want and are not looking at it going, where am I supposed to find room for that in my house that's already full of shit? So I just give anyone who's an adult, I just give restaurant vouchers, right? Because that's a night out. You might not have gone ordinarily, but now you've got an excuse to go out and it's paid for and whatever. So I think that's better than just something that realistically has a 25% chance of being something they're actually interested in.
Ah, well, we use this thing called thingstogetme.com. It's like an online wish list and you can actually put links right. to what you're buying and stuff. So that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like a wedding registry.
It's kind of like that, I guess.
But for Christmas.
Yeah, but for Christmas lists and stuff.
It's but like you see, for the restaurant.
Fans wish list.
Actually, yeah, we should have one for the show.
I've got an Amazon wish list.
Situation, what was that about talking over each other?
yeah, I know. We've got three cameras on as well now.
See, I'm deliberately talking fast now. I'm the Dom's here. I'm talking really fast.
It'll be slow.
If I get restaurant vouchers, though, and then people don't give me gifts in the Cold War, then I'll just go out myself and use those. Win-win.
Yes, indeed.
Well, see, that wrapped the voucher up. You just hand them a piece of paper.
I just fold it into a paper airplane and fling it at them across the room, and there you are. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what's on my wish list? It's quite hilarious.
No,
actually.
Not really, no.
Oh, well, then.
Guitar, vinyl.
Actually, there is
random
a guitar.
Gig ticket.
Lube, edibles, yeah. More lube.
There is a guitar on there. It's the Schecter Robert Smith Ultra Cure guitar. That's only £1,400.
Bloody hell.
Stephen Slate VSX headphones, they're £500. Dark Side of the Moon 50th Anniversary Deluxe Box Set. That's £230.
Easy for you to say.
Apparently
who
not.
Who's this for? Like, who are you making this list for?
Oh, it's for me in case I ever get a bit of money in.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So he doesn't forget what he wants. Wow.
Yeah, and yeah. Oh, someone's already reserved me something from the list. A record cleaner. Oh, nice. There you go.
I.e. a rag.
No, it's just a little thing. You get
anything on there that's not 2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds. And, that's something I do want to get. It's this backing music player, because it looks like I'm not going to have that many band members with me. I.e. probably just going to be me at this rate. So I'm going to have to pre-program the drums and the bass or something and put on this backing music player. It's quite good. It's got flashing lights and everything.
Amazing.
Oh, one band, essentially.
And his headphones are very good. In fact, Buckers, you would approve of these headphones. Stephen Slate VSX headphones. You upload rooms to them from your computer, and like they can emulate being in any type of room. You could design your room with padding and stuff to get certain acoustics, and then you literally upload these to your headphones, and it does the shiz.
Wow.
Which, well, I mean, you're a man that appreciates the finer points of audio and shiz.
Yeah, within an extremely tight budget, yes.
It's shiz mainly, not.
What mic are you using there?
Oh, that's just the Rode USB one.
Yeah, we like the Rode. I've got a Rode one here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we like Rode.
Oh, I don't.
There's my posh one there. That's the that's the broadcaster one. Really heavy. Fits up the arse as well.
Well,
everything does if you push hard enough.
So I like this idea of you being a one man band. Are you going to have like cymbals between your knees and like little like chains to pull and all that sort of thing?
Yeah. It's kind of going that way at the moment because. Everyone's too lazy to get into band stuff, so yeah, I'm just going to strike out on my own, probably.
Are you dying of natural causes?
Cat plays guitar, doesn't he?
Yeah, Cat, come over and join my band, mate. Because you're small, so you could. Yeah, but you're small, right? So you could just jump in someone's suitcase and then.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
You just be your one man band and just leave four bars somewhere in the middle and say, right, that's your solo. Fill that with something.
What? And do it in post.
Yeah.
Send over in WMA format or something like that.
Oh, that's one of the worst sound formats ever. WMA is even worse than M4A.
You realised if you never complained about that, people would likely not ever send anything to you in that form.
Yeah, I know, but it's sometimes quite difficult to get content. So if I say something like that, I know some fucking idiot will go, oh, I'm going to send one in.
Yeah.
How do you feel being post 500 episodes, by the way? Like,
same
has
as
a lot
before.
Changed?
It's like, no, not really. Fame hasn't got to us, has it, guys?
No. Well, I'm still the same.
It's not a podcast anymore. It's been a Davian therapy session for about the last 3 years. So,
well, yeah, but
well, is it working? Is a question then?
I don't know.
Well, it's hardly raped.
That's amazing.
It's going to be 2 years sans alcohol in a couple of weeks. That's going to be a bit mad.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Well done.
Crazies. Enjoying my acai. I don't know why I did the accent there. 0%. What? That's a very disapproving there, Stuart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I suppose like you could get away with saying you just sounded excited then. I don't think there was too much accent in there. Yeah. You're all right.
Right, okay.
You got to be careful. We go woke, go broke.
Go woke, go broke.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest things I've ever fucking heard, anyway.
Stu says, watch this, I'll show you offensive accents.
Ooh. Do you know, I've just noticed that there's a record function in Skype now. How long's that been there? I'm going to stick with my Rode Connect software though because it gives me the horn. Stu, give us an update. I wouldn't be able to put.
I was going to say you wouldn't be able to put all your amusing soundboard effects in though if you did it through Skype, right?
Fuck that shit.
Probably not.
Why don't you use any of your old ones anymore? Like, we need some milk and turbo burgers and stuff.
Well, the thing is, I've got them all in front of me, but there's a problem with my audio routing and things aren't been coming through at the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought they might have made a comeback for the 500th at least, but that's a shame.
Well, no, it's just this time it's not working properly. And As I was saying to the guys earlier, in my advancing years, I'm getting less patient with fixing computer things now. I'd rather just fucking set fire to it and go and buy a new one.
Isn't that your job, though?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, no, I train people how to do it, and then I just sit back and go, I can't.
How to set fire to things.
Yeah.
So bring your computer in and use it as the practice model.
I don't want anyone from work seeing anything vaguely related on my computer. Yeah.
Realize what I said immediately. Yes.
Yes.
You're going straight to jail.
Yes. Do not pass go.
It's all a question of priorities. You'll spend £800 on a guitar, £400 on a record, and 30p on a fucking computer. That's what it is.
I bought it off Timu. Good price.
It's got four keys on the keyboard.
Well, why would you need more than four, eh?
Oh, I'm just going to be dead racist, but I've held my tongue, so I'm not going to go.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
What's
that.
What's happened to the show? Everyone's watching what they say. It's amazing.
Go on, bring us up to speed with your podcasting fun and shenanigans and tings.
Yeah, we've been doing a fair bit of swing on the flippity flop. That's the 90s podcast. Christmas episode coming out soon.
Ooh.
Dad Pants has been on a bit of a break for a while. The dads have said they're too busy to do it. Matt and Ben still have time to do chattering classes, though, but not for Dad Pants.
Oh, beef. You had it here first.
I think there's a bit of beef going on.
Or Devon in your case.
Oh, yeah. It's a it's just a much lower budget beef than anyone else has.
Yeah.
No, I mean, outside of that, it's just the same old story, isn't it? Like, you make grand plans. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I've got this project. I'm going to start that podcast. Oh, I'm going to play more music. And then by the time you get home from your day job, you go, just too knackered. Try again tomorrow. Maybe we'll do some of that stuff tomorrow.
Word project you said is gone?
Oh, sorry. Project.
I'm not sure.
Project. Is it project?
Project. Right. Fucking project. Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
But, you know, and then people, family, you go, I need help. I've got a problem.
It's locked me in the cold shed.
Trying to be creative.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I've got my guitar amplifier in front of the TV so I can actually just play it. Because I've put it somewhere else, it will never get used. So when I stand in front of the TV, all right, let's plug this in. I'll nerdle away here while I'm watching something on YouTube or whatever.
Yes. My
YouTube, yeah, right, yeah. RedTube more like.
my amp is next to me here, currently being a table for a whole bunch of kind of paperwork and, mechanics invoices and things like that. Really important things that I need to keep, definitely.
Strap on penis.
Stuart, I'm a little behind on the flippity flop. Have you had Corey or Paulie Shaw on the show yet? The answer?
No. They here's the thing, like they look at stories that we mention, you know, Instagram stories where you mention somebody and you can see who's seen the stories. They're looking, but they're not responding. Sometimes Corey will give us a like. This is Corey Feldman for people not aware of the podcast.
Is that the one who smashed his face on a microphone when he's playing the guitar solo?
Absolutely. Yeah. And 50% of the time we'll fight with his band when in the middle of a gig if he's not happy with what they're doing. So this is Corey Feldman. Obviously everyone knows him as an 80s movie star, but in the 90s and beyond he became a music star. Who essentially, music emitter, but he essentially just took Michael Jackson's act, and he's like a really, his act is just a kind of bizarre Michael Jackson impersonation. And on our podcast, Swinging on the Flippity Flop, all about the 90s, we whenever we talk about someone in that, we write them a letter trying to get them to come on the podcast. So we've done that with Corey. He's seen the messages. He hasn't responded. We've done it with Edward Furlong from T2. He hasn't responded. He's seen
him. He must be busy, though.
We know he's seen him.
Yeah, Edward Furlong is probably he's probably too busy, Edward Furlong. I'd imagine everyone would be knocking down his door to be in movies and TV shows. So like, you're probably not that important on the list.
Yeah, not really. I think he spends most of his time going around to sci-fi conventions. He had a very tough time with drugs and alcohol, and he looks
that's before T2.
looks much older than his years currently. But here's the thing, like, he's seen the messages, seen the stories, and we're going, all right, well, maybe that's a media person, one of his manager or something. We're going, he hasn't got a manager. That's him. He's not managing his own socials. Oh, he's looking. So anyway, one day one of these lookings will transfer into an actual response. And but you know, we persevere.
So your lovely podcast, Swinging on the 50 Flop, where would people go to find it?
The same sort of places they listen to this show. On the
toilet.
Yes. I don't know. It's just, yeah. Well, 90s nostalgia and bullshit, really.
You see, where people might get confused, though, if they're searching for Swinging on the Flipsy Flop in their podcast provider search of choice, they might get confused with the spelling.
Oh, right. Oh, right. It's swinging. So swinging, apostrophe.
Right.
On the flippity flop, yes.
Right, okay. Flippity, F-L-I-P-P. I-T-Y. Yep. Oh, look. Look, you see, they're dead trendy, guys. He's got an apostrophe off to the N. Should we put one in our podcast title? It doesn't make sense.
Just add punctuation every year.
But yes, that's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah. I've got another idea for another podcast that I'll probably not get around to doing, but this one's about...
Well, this will be about the fourth one I've heard, yeah, go on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, this one's about failed film and TV. I thought that might be good, because I was going to start with that band called Threatin. Do you remember that? This metal guy Jared Threatin. And he's like this real Walter Mitty type character, like thought he was brilliant and everything, and sent out all these fake press releases about how good his band was, and you know, booked these
British or American.
Oh, he's American, of course. He's a cunt. and like booked all these big venues and like paid people to turn up to them and that sort of thing, and like, really deluded guy, even more than me. So yeah, let's start with him. And I think that might be quite a funny idea for a podcast, but I'll probably not actually get around to doing it.
Yeah, well, it's the when, isn't it?
The when, yeah. The flesh is willing, but the mind is weak. Yes. Incidentally, a real song, that.
You have other good podcast ideas you should get to first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
IMO.
Name
yeah.
one.
Yeah, you told me off the other day, didn't you? Yeah, dear listeners, I quite often use Stubbles, a sort of a bouncing. I was about to say punch bag. That's totally the wrong word. someone to bounce ideas off. Punch bag, fucking hell! I couldn't punch my way out of a wet paper bag. I know. We've been spitballing on a few ideas and stuff, and I get a load of ideas, and then I just get depressed again, and then can't be bothered to do it.
Oh, I do, like, I have a crack at you saying, come on, just focus, do this good thing. But I'm the world's biggest hypocrite. I've got books full of half words. Ideas that will never become anything, you know.
Yeah.
That's why the company I've made with Rachel, who we do Swinging on Flippity Flop, is called Half Baked Bits, and it's for that very
corporate
reason.
Corporate whore, CEO, deny depose.
Fucking Tory. No, it it's because 90% of my ideas are half baked and will never become anything.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
But yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I've got
a bunch of half baked ideas for books that I've not written as well.
Yeah,
same there. Books, yeah. Great, 100%.
There we go. I like my one of my dreams is to make a essentially off the back of this is to make like a sketch comedy show where every sketch is about 10 seconds long. I feel that that's the only thing that's within my capability to write because all the ideas are one sentence long, essentially.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. Well, they had that. It's called Vine. But it's and then they killed that off. But you know.
Yeah, Vine was great. That's all right.
I found a I might have mentioned it on an earlier show. I found this Scottish sketch comedy show on online. We almost need subtitles for it, but yeah, it was pretty funny actually. There's one of these a kid eating chocolate and he'd shat himself.
Oh, he'd that one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what's that called again?
Hot Chop Dad.
No.
I've had it, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And sketch is always a mother and a son. And the punchline is always, well, he started masturbating because she buys like seven boxes of tissues at the supermarket or something like that, or if she's being interviewed about something on TV.
Yeah, no, it's not absolutely. It's something more modern. It's two old guys is the main people in it.
Yeah.
I think there's loads of little characters.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
I'm
trying to. What are we talking about? I don't know why I brought it up. Oh,
absolutely was really good. And obviously, the Limit Show was good.
The what?
The Limmy Show.
I'm not massively keen on Limmy, to be honest.
I like his show is good, but I got his book and his book's fucking bobbins.
What is it?
Who?
Are you talking about Lemmy?
No, Limmy.
Oh, right.
He's one of them Scotch comedians.
Oh, right. I thought Lemmy had made a sketch show.
No. Oh, God. Yeah,
that's,
the mind boggles. I've got a comedian's book as well. I've got to find it. Where is it? It's an audio book, so Dom won't improve. I'm not very good with books. Where the fuck is it?
Paper.
Oh yeah, Daniel Sloss. Everyone You Hate Is Going to Die, which I think is a great name for a book. Oh dear! Not long now till get my what? Tired.
I'm say if you're at the point where you're doing a big stretch mid podcast, then is that wrapping up time?
No. That's just me trying to stretch my arms. But I am a bit tired. But this aches and pain stuff. I won't bore you with it. I'll start going on about my fibromyalgia. Why do you think Dom's lying down? I'm going through the diagnosis process for fibromyalgia because I don't know what else it is. No, it's not AIDS. Not this week, anyway.
Guess what that is?
Yeah, it's a ruptured anus.
It's a word that covers a whole range of symptoms.
AIDS-like symptoms.
AIDS-like symptoms. No, it's like pain in your limbs, chronic fatigue, quite other few ailments. My tinnitus has gone off the scale since I've been getting all this shit. Oh, it's just a fucking pain in the ass. But yeah. Hey, that'd be a good a podcast where people just moan and whinge. Oh no, that's this one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, talking about Vine, there's this TikTok channel that I watch, and it's just dedicated to playing old vines. It's quite funny.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just not as fun.
It was good one.
What?
On Vine, you had 6 seconds, but you could do like couple of frames at a time, couldn't you? So you could do like almost stop motion. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I like that. And I liked there's something called Audio Booze, which is like...
Oh, that rings a bell. Audio Booze, yeah, as in B-double-O-S, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Audio probably Booze. Just fucking... That was about the same time
as... That podcast I used to listen to, I used to hear the Big Three, when they did that, was it Windy City Heat? They made that fake movie in the early 2000s, I think, directed by Bobcat Goldthwait. And they used, one of them used Vine because the guy they always take the piss out of, Perry someone, they always used to try and get him to give out his address. So they wrote a series of questions and the answers were going to be the number, the name of the street, whatever. Oh. So they asked him a bunch of questions and like, oh, so what's this? Oh, answer, oh, 22. So they go, all right. And then like, oh, and blah, blah, blah. And the next thing is his street. So he ended up, I did a Vine of him giving out his own address and they posted it. So,
whoa. Oh, that's a bit harsh. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably the least of the things they used to do. So, yeah, they spent, what, I don't know how much money making a fake movie with him starring in it. If you ever saw Windy City Heat, I think it's on YouTube. The whole thing is just about making fun of him, so.
That reminds me of another podcast, actually. There's another podcast where they did that. Didn't they do that bit on Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks as well? Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Blimey, that's a podcast going back from the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, we've got to get, I apologise to our dear friend Ed Wallach because he sent us some audio for the 500th episode and funnily enough, I was stoned and I forgot to put it in. So I apologise. I said, oh, no, I'll edit it and do something cool with it. But now so much time has passed, just apologising again to him, going, look, dude, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what, just come on the show and chat in real time and stuff. So, yeah, we'll go, Ed.
We'll play a game. We'll see if we get a word in.
Yeah, we could have a sweepstakes. How many words do we get in the episode? It'd be good to have Ed on. I've not spoken to him in ages.
Last time I spoke to Ed,
via audio,
I was on holiday in Newcastle, the sunny one in Australia, not the fucking dreary.
Well, there won't be a sunny one in England if it's north of Watford.
Yeah, it's south of Watford, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I was on the beach and he fucking FaceTimed me from, I think he was high as a kite in
brilliant
in America somewhere. Yeah.
High as a kite. I don't know where Stuart's gone. Oh, he's back. And he's gone again. He's back and he's gone and he's back and he's gone. He's backwards and forwards like a right madman.
We'll have to jump off in a minute, guys.
Oh, okie dokie.
Apologies about that. More of that drama stuff I was telling you about. I need something. Fucking hell.
Dad, I want nothing. See me, Dad.
Big up, Bobcat Gold. Yeah. Didn't I'm stuck in a well.
Your audio's a bit shonky Bobcat this week, Dom.
Did a brilliant job.
Imagine if you edited this.
Oh, no, Dom's disappeared now. Oh, fuck's sake. Jesus.
Turn his camera off so his audio's better.
Right. Maybe. One day we'll all... it's a bit clear, actually.
Yeah, it's probably limited fucking broadband.
Fucking bastards.
That's the pre-show chat. Are we ready to start? Or?
Yeah. That's the warm-up.
Yeah, content, anyone? No? All right.
Content. I'm getting so bored of doing show notes. You lot can bloody do some show notes for a change. Just send in any random show notes. In fact, dear listener, just write some random show notes and send them in and I can use them.
What's?
Yeah.
Go to your bookshelf. Take a random book off the shelf.
Yeah.
And then every week, just starting at page one, just write a few sentences from the start and just keep going. And there are your show notes every week.
And in a few weeks, we will know if Jack and Jill did actually get to the top of that hill.
No, they were both murdered by Dom.
Yeah. Back into the side.
Show that coming. Didn't we discuss this ages ago? Weren't we going to do this where
we put it on the Facebook group, and someone would write show notes, and then we'd do the show to those notes.
Oh, that was one of those great ideas that we discussed on the show. Then I forgot
to.
Yeah, basically. But between the time of you giving that idea and then me turning like that to the other keyboard, I forgot. And I'll probably forget again now.
All right. Well, after this, when I jump off, I'll put it on the Facebook group. Now, we'll see if they get any show notes for next week.
Now, what are you jumping off of? Because, as is well known, you are rather small. If you jump off anything higher than a match.
Matches I'm standing on.
Oh, Jesus. Be careful. Give the man a parachute. Oh, we could play that game like where we throw you up into the air, Cat, and then like your parachute opens, just like those old action men toys.
Yeah.
Good?
Not allowed to do it anymore. Surround upon.
Oh, God. Yeah. Bloody. Oh. The woke karate.
Sounds a bit sexy.
There's nothing wrong with being sexy. Isn't that right?
Get your hand off my penis!
What's that TV show? Was it GB News? Fox News equivalent? Where it's just all everything's about woke, whatever, and just fucking, oh, no, don't look, Brexit's not bad. It's not bad at all. Everything's fine. Normal.
A fucking TV channel.
No one's starving and everything. Oh, you've got a blue passport now. Shut up. Stop being so ungrateful. You're woke.
Made by racists for racists.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Good old Murdoch.
Yeah, he's another one. Pew, pew. Oh, hang on a minute. Can that be construed as a death threat? I better edit that out.
Well, maybe if it sounded a little tougher than...
Yeah. That was actually a recording of my penis. Play your cards right, loves.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
All right, ladies, I'm going to jump off.
Okay.
I'm going to head off.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I've got to get on with my day in a minute. And,
okay, all right.
Your church.
Well, just, you know, the normal dad stuff that I would be bitching about in the Dad Pants podcast if it were able to be on. But
no one cares.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you do a Dad Pants UK edition and do it with me and Dom, and Kat could pretend to be British? Go on, put on a British accent, Kat.
British drink, Governor.
There you go. Perfect.
But wouldn't that just be this show? Because it would just be coming on and complaining about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've done a pod swap before, haven't we?
Yeah, it's true.
The idea that caught on like wildfire. They've just been
monsing
them. Yeah. I thought it was a really good idea, actually.
Yeah. You do our show and try and ruin it.
Yeah. I've got this, again, half-baked idea, like for a show that's just called Podnappers, where the hosts just steal other shows' formats for the week and just do that.
Or pod nappies, where you'll sit in the corner and shit yourselves on air.
Or pod sitters, where if a pod, like the hosts want to go on a break, then you just get someone else comes in and does their show for them on their feed.
I'm a podophile.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to steal.
There you go. That's a good title. Now,
what,
retrofit a show to that. Yeah. Make a show to fit that.
Yeah, we should do.
In America, they call them podorasts.
Yeah. I think poor Cat's trying to go.
Yes. Yes. Well, ladies and genitals, this has been a rather elongated episode of StrangeTimeShow.com, where we have been blessed by the legend that is Stuart Buckland. Have you got any pimping before we all fuck off?
Who knows what's next? Could be any old shit, could be nothing. I can't even get to it. It's all on a piece of paper. Nothing can happen with it. No time. People with problems. is that what you wanted?
Yeah. That sounded brilliant, darling.
You've written it down. It's in the universe. It may happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, well, if I harass Davian enough, it'll make me feel like a hypocrite and do more of mine.
Yeah. It's got to be done, innit? All right. Ladies and genitals, this has been StrangeTimeShow.com. I've been me and they've been them. And Dom, are you going to say anything outrageous to sign us off?
No.
Fuck it off.
So fucking happy. I used to be happy. I don't know what's wrong with myself. I used to be so pure-hearted. That all changed, and I became quiet, unhappy, tired all the fucking time. I don't want to socialise. I stay in bed all day when I can, in sleep, to block out reality. I use music as a way to escape, but it doesn't really fucking work. It just helps. You know, I envy people that are happy. I've got a family that doesn't really fucking family. And when they do, I feel like the fucking black sheep. I wish I was someone else. I wish I was happy. I've got a short attention span. I zone out a lot. I used to want to come out all the fucking time. But now all I want to do is stay home, locked up in my room, sleeping, watching movies and listening to music. I'm starting to fucking hate myself. I overthink everything. Every fucking thing. And this smile that I put on is so fucking fake. Deep down inside, I am...